There was a line buried in the market news last week that I think matters more than the $1 trillion that vanished on Friday. An economist at Apollo pointed out that if you strip away spending on AI and the computers behind it, business investment in the United States right now would actually be negative. Read that slowly. The one thing holding up a huge share of the world's largest economy is a bet on a technology whose payoff hasn't arrived yet. I don't say that to frighten anyone, and I want to be careful because the economy is built on a bubble, is the kind of sentence that gets people to panic sell or doom scroll, and neither helps. So let me think forward calmly about what this actually means for ordinary people, the ones who don't own hyperscaler stock and never think about capital expenditure. Here's the thing. When so much of an economy leans on a single bet, the bet stops being something that happens to investors and starts being something that happens to everyone. The jobs that get created building data centers, the pension funds quietly holding these same 7 or 8 companies, the towns bidding for a server farm and the electricity to run it, all of that is now downstream of one question that none of us got to vote on: will AI earn back what's being spent on it, and how soon? Let me be honest about my confidence, because this is where calibration matters. I am not predicting a crash. I'd put low odds on any dramatic collapse in the near term, and serious analysts this very week think the spending will accelerate, not stall. What I hold with higher confidence, maybe 2 in 3 over the next couple of years, is simply this. More and more of our shared economic weather will be set by the decisions of a handful of companies making an unproven wager. What would ease that concern is real evidence that AI is paying for itself in ordinary businesses, not just in stock prices. That's the number worth watching, not the share price, but whether the technology actually shows up as value in the wider economy. And here's the grounded thought I'll leave you with. Most of us experience the economy not as a portfolio, but as a job, a rent payment, a savings account we hope holds. When the stability of all of that quietly concentrates onto one enormous bet, the healthy response isn't fear, and it isn't blind faith either. It's attention. It's worth knowing that this wager is being made in our name and with our livelihoods somewhere in the stakes, so that whichever way it breaks, we're awake for it and not surprised. This case was examined at GAFAM.ai,